Today on Wikinews, we briefly recap some of the stories appearing on Wikinews this week and from around the world. Today is Saturday, April 28, 2012. I am Chad Tu, and this is Wikinews. Ukraine's former prime minister began a hunger strike on April 20. Yulia Tymoshenko is protesting prison conditions and her treatment, as well as the politics of the country. She was found guilty of abuse of office, and she still has other charges pending against her. The United States and European Union have said her trials were politically motivated. A special court in The Hague unanimously found former Liberian President Charles Taylor guilty of aiding and abetting war crimes. The court said he financed the civil war in Sierra Leone through the diamond trade. In all, the court found Taylor guilty of 11 counts, crimes involving rape, murder, sexual slavery, cannibalism, arms dealing, and use of more than 1,000 children as soldiers. From the moment he received a full judgment, Taylor has 2 weeks to file an appeal. Egyptian natural gas company said it will no longer supply Israel with natural gas due to non-payment and breach of contract. The terms of the contract were approved under former President Mubarak in 2005. Israeli officials first warned that the decision could be seen as political, but backed off after Prime Minister Netanyahu called it a business matter. A head-on collision between two passenger trains in Amsterdam last Saturday resulted in the death of one woman and left at least 117 others injured. In the United States, Connecticut became the 17th state to repeal the death penalty. Governor Dan Malloy signed the legislation passed by both State House and Senate. The previous governor, Jody Rell, had blocked the initiative in 2009. Former Representative Virgil Good of Virginia was nominated for president by the Constitution Party. Good served as congressperson from Virginia's 5th District as a Democrat, Independent, and Republican. We have more about Good at wikinews.org, including an exclusive interview with him from February. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed a case of mad cow disease this week. The case involved a dairy cow, but officials said the cow never entered the food supply chain, and since the disease is not spread through milk, there was nothing to worry about. This is the 4th case of mad cow disease in the United States. Geologists in the United States and Canada are warning that fracking poses dangers to groundwater. Tom Al from the University of New Brunswick warned that it could take decades to clean up groundwater systems, and strict controls were needed. Paul Doss from the University of Southern Indiana said we cannot be confident that such deep holes built into the Earth's crust will be leak-proof. Harry Levy, also known as Hank Lee, owner of Hank Lee's Magic Factory in Massachusetts, pled guilty to credit card fraud. Levy was charged for defrauding a Texas man for over $500,000 between 2009 and 2011. Host Ian Allen from Trinidad's TV show Crime Watch has been released on bail. He was charged under the Sexual Offenses Act after TV6 broadcast video that allegedly showed the rape of a teenage girl with a developmental disability. The footage was shown in October 2011, and Allen was charged just days before the statute of limitations expired. He denies all charges. And a Los Angeles doctor explained why Mexican artist Frida Kahlo could not have children. A streetcar accident while Kahlo was a teenager left her with Asherman's syndrome. This left scarred tissue in her uterus, which would have escaped detection at the time in her life when she was trying to have babies. She depicted her infertility in such paintings as Henry Ford Hospital from 1932. And those are the headlines for this week. This has been the Audio Wikinews Brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wikinews is a free service, and it is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.